KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut, 784-3678. And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school sports from last night. There were a few area softball and baseball games that got in despite the weather around the region. That did not include the Atlantic games. They initially had moved up a varsity contest to 5 o'clock starts over at Lewis Central for both softball and baseball, but weather still not cooperating and those games were postponed. The softball game has been set for a Wednesday night contest at 5:30 p.m. Other softball scores last night in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig over Kemper Catholic 12-0. Rolling Valley Conference action, Woodbine a 9-4 win over Arweva, and Glidden-Ralston beat Exira EHK 13-3. In corner conference play, Thomas Jefferson 10-0 over Fremont Mills, and Southwest Valley beat Stanton 15-5 in five innings. Pride of Iowa action, Pleasantville 12-0 over East Union. And in other scores, it was Bedford 9-3 over Lamoni, Central Decatur a 7-6 win over Grandview Christian, and Wayne 4-2 over Murray. High school baseball last night, that Atlantic Lewis Central game postponed. Kemper Catholic, a 1-0 winner over Denison Schleswig. In Rolling Valley play, Arweva beat Woodbine 6-0. Corner conference action, East Mills over Clarinda Academy 17-0. And Thomas Jefferson, a 13-0 winner over Fremont Mills. And in Pride of Iowa play, Pleasantville was a 13-0 winner over East Union. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scores for games that did sneak in there last night around the weather conditions. Also yesterday, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association released their latest rankings, and in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-ranked, followed by Johnston, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Indianola. 3A, Davenport Assumption top-ranked, followed by Bishop Heelan, then Harlan at number 3, Carlisle and Solon round out the top 5. In 2A, it's Cascade top-ranked, followed by Iowa City Regina, Wilton, Esterville Lincoln Central, and West Lyon, trainers at number 10. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top-ranked, followed by North Lynn, Lisbon, St. Albert at number 4, and St. Mary's of Remsen at 5, Cam at number 8 here in this week's rankings. Moving on to other high school notes, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced that they will begin using track wrestling to seed the traditional state wrestling tournament beginning with this upcoming 2018-19 season. A computerized system using the track wrestling criteria will seed each weight class. The top 8 wrestlers will be seeded with the remaining 8 spots filled by drawing at random. And you can check out the full release from the Athletic Association by following the link on this same story on our sports page. Also, in other notes from around the area, the final 4 games wrapped up last night to determine the participants in this year's College World Series. It'll take place at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. And recapping those games from last night, relying on strong pitching and sufficient hitting, Texas advanced to the College World Series. Cody Clemens and DJ Petrinski hit home runs. Mateo Bochy was effective in a rare appearance as a starting pitcher. And Texas defeated Tennessee Tech 5-2 to secure one of 8 spots in that College World Series. Texas is now 42-21 under second-year coach David Pierce, and they return to the College World Series for the first time since 2014. Texas took the Super Regional Series by winning the last 2 games after losing the first on Saturday. Also, Michael Davis and Texas Tech are going back to Omaha. Davis hit the biggest of the Red Raiders' 3 home runs, a tie-breaking 2-run shot that put them ahead to stay in a 6-2 win over Duke on Monday to send them to the College World Series for the 3rd time in 5 seasons. The Red Raiders led for a good after Davis's homer in the 4th made it 3-1 in the deciding game of the best-of-3 NCAA Super Regional. It was the 12th homer of the season for Davis, the only current position player for the Red Raiders who got in the lineup when they were in Omaha 2 years ago. He was playing second base then. Gabe Holt and Brian Klein also homered for Texas Tech, which is 20-0 this season when having multiple homers in a game. Nothing short of a return to the College World Series would have been good enough for an Arkansas team that started the year in the top 5 of most national polls and loaded with expectations. Facing the prospect of failing to reach that goal in a winner-take-all 3rd Super Regional game, the Razorbacks responded. Led by Eric Cole's 3 hits, including a home run, number 5 national seed Arkansas blasted its way to Omaha with a 14-4 win over South Carolina. The trip to the College World Series is the first since 2015 for the Razorbacks, and it's their 5th in the last 16 seasons under their head coach, Dave Van Horn. History aside, the victory was a refreshing 9 innings of relaxation in what's been a pressure-packed season for Arkansas. Also robbed of an extra base hits in previous two at-bats. So Florida's Austin Langworthy got a little lucky in his final one. Langworthy homered off of Stephen Williams' glove in the 11th inning, giving the overall top-seeded Gators a 3-2 victory against Auburn in the deciding game of their NCAA Super Regional on Monday night, and sending the defending national champions to the College World Series for the fourth consecutive year. Langworthy lined a fastball off of freshman All-American closer Cody Greenhill to the right field wall. Williams had a bead on it, but it bounced off his glove and over the fence. It was Langworthy's fourth homer of the season and second in the best-of-three series, both against Greenhill. Williams dropped to the ground in disbelief as Florida players rushed the field and waited for Langworthy to cross home plate before mobbing him. Williams' teammates and coaches walked to right field to console him. The Gators advanced to play Texas Tech in Omaha later this week. Florida's headed there for the seventh time in the last 9 years. Auburn was trying to get to the College World Series for the first time since 1997. And the pairing is in game times for the first 2 days of the CWS have been announced. The 72nd Men's College World Series will take place, of course, at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, beginning on June 16th, continuing through the 26th or 27th. First game will be this Saturday, scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock here Central Time, and will feature the number 3 national seed Oregon State against number 6 national seed North Carolina on ESPN. Saturday's second game features Washington against Mississippi State, scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock Central, also on ESPN. The Sunday doubleheader features number 5 national seed Arkansas versus number 13 national seed Texas at 1 o'clock. And that will also be televised on ESPN. And then the evening game starting at 6 o'clock will feature number 1 national seed Florida squaring off against the number 9 national seed Texas Tech on ESPN2. The losers of Saturday's two games will play at 1 o'clock on Monday, while Saturday's winners will face off at 6 o'clock Monday night. And then the losers of Sunday's games will play each other at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, with the Sunday's winners meeting on Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then the winners of the two brackets will play a best-of-three Men's College World Series Finals, with a first game set for Monday, June 25th at 6 o'clock. The second game will be on Tuesday at 6, and then the game 3, if necessary, would be then Wednesday night, also at 6 o'clock. All three of those finals games are set to air on ESPN. Also in Major League Baseball, the Cardinals were 5-2 winners over the Padres behind home runs by Jose Martinez, Marcell Ozuna, and Jed Jerko. Martinez and Ozuna hit two-run shots to put the Redbirds ahead 4-1 in the fifth. Jack Flaherty was sharp over 6 1/3 innings, allowing a run and 4 hits. The St. Louis stayed 2.5 games behind the NL Central leading Cubs. The Cardinals have purchased the contract of 26-year-old right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon from AAA Memphis. Ponce de Leon was 5-2 with the Pacific Coast League leading 2.41 ERA in 12 games, winning each of his last four decisions and striking out 71 over 59 and 2/3 innings. The promotion comes 13 months since a line drive struck him in the right temple during a game, fracturing his skull and creating bleeding from his brain. Other American League scores yesterday was Boston 2-0 over Baltimore in 12 innings. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-4. Cleveland a 4-0 over the White Sox. And Seattle beat the Angels 5-3. In the National League, other scores aside from that Cardinals game was Miami 7-5 over San Francisco. Cubs beat Milwaukee 7-2 in 11 innings of play. And Arizona was a 9-5 winner over Pittsburgh. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was a doubleheader for the I-Cubs. They beat El Paso 6-5 and then lost the second game 3-0, and Omaha was a 2-0 winner over Albuquerque. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you here this hour by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.